Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I fly a lot for work. Airports, hotels, and boardrooms are some recurrent places in my life. But now, I'm a little terrified of traveling to new places because something happened during my last flight. I'm a 29-year-old marketing consultant. Last week, I was just wrapping up a brutal 4-day trip in Dallas. Meetings from morning till night. I was totally worn out by the time I got on the red-eye flight back to Seattle. My only goal was to get on the plane, plug in my headphones, and fall asleep. I was in seat 14D, which was by the aisle. The woman in the middle spot, 14C, was already there when I got there. She was pretty, but her eyes were very big, and they looked creepy along with her pale skin. She had her hair neatly pulled back in a bun, but her smile appeared too fixed, as if she were overly aware of her surroundings. When she saw me, she smiled big and said,
"You look tired."
I politely nodded and laughed. "Yeah, it's been a long week." She tilted her head to the side and replied,
"You look like someone who has many dreams, but doesn't tell anyone."
I took a moment to think about whether I had heard her correctly. Okay? She laughed lightly and patted the armrest between us.
Sorry. I read people. Habit.
That was just the start. For the first 30 minutes of the flight, she kept trying to make conversations. Asked where I was from, what I did, if I believed in fate. Normal questions on the surface, but the way she asked them made me uncomfortable. She would tilt her head and repeat my words back to me, verbatim. She copied how I adjusted my sleeves and how I crossed my legs. Every little movement I made, she mirrored it seconds later. At one point, I said, "I'm probably going to try and get some sleep soon." She replied,
"Sleep is a funny thing. You never know who's watching you while you're out."
That was enough for me. I put my headphones on and leaned back as if I were going to sleep. It was quiet for the rest of the trip. At least, that's how I felt after closing my eyes. I was damn sure that the crazy woman probably watching me, but I didn't open my eyes to find out. We landed about 1 a.m. As expected, the airport was roughly half dead. People were sleepy as they picked up their bags and walked out the door. Once I got up and grabbed my carry-on from the overhead bin, I noticed something odd. The woman who was behind me was walking out of the airport. She hadn't brought anything. She had no purse or luggage. I quickly crossed the terminal to get to the airport hotel, thinking it would be best if we don't cross paths again. There's no way I wanted to face her after how she behaved in the flight. As I got to the glass entrance of the hotel, I glanced behind me, just out of instinct. And there she was, standing outside like a statue. Her eyes were fixated on me and she hardly blinked. She didn't wave or smile, just watched. I told myself it was probably a coincidence. Maybe she was waiting for someone. Maybe she lived nearby and didn't need luggage. My brain tried hard to rationalize it. I checked in, received my key, and went up to my room. Room 508, fifth floor. Once I got in, I felt better. I freshened up and went straight to bed. I'm not sure how long I was out before I woke up to this painful feeling. There was huge pressure on my chest. It was as if someone put a boulder on me and my lungs were crushing with its weight. I opened my eyes, gasping for air, and immediately screamed. The psycho woman from the flight was sitting on my chest, her knees pressed into my side, straddling my ribs. Her face was inches from mine, Her wide eyes looked even wider in the dark, and her smile, God, her smile, it was stretched so far it didn't look human.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You weren't supposed to ignore me,
she whispered. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. She reached into her pocket and held out a metal hair clip that was bent at the tip.
I used this to open your door.
She giggled. I tried to scream. She pressed a finger to my lips.
Don't spoil this beautiful moment of ours.
I exploded. I pushed her really hard. She tripped and fell to the floor, yelling in pain. I quickly grasped my phone and dialed the front desk.
Hello? Someone had broken into my room.
As I talked, she got up and ran away before I could grab her. Security arrived within minutes. I showed them the bent hair clip she dropped and the security latch on my door with signs of tampering. The security checked the entire lobby and hotel exit, but she was gone. Only evidence were the CCTV footages showing her entering the hotel, then running out from the back door. It was as if she knew the building too well. When the cops arrived, I gave them her seat number and flight info. DSA pulled the boarding records, but it was discovered later that she used fake ID, even a fake passport. They never found her. The officers told me I was lucky, that she could have had a knife, that she could have done worse. But here's the thing. She did do worse. Not physically, but I haven't slept a full night since. I checked the locks 4 times before bed. When I go on trips, I put a chair under the door handle. I see that smile every time I close my eyes. I can hear her say,
"You were supposed to pay attention to me."
I wish I hadn't boarded that plane, or at least gotten a different seat so I never met her. I'm not the type to post stories on the internet. Working, grocery shopping, and my 2-year-old daughter, Vicky, take up the majority of my life as a 35-year-old single mother. However, I've been thinking about something that happened at the airport last week ever since. It was scary, real-life horror, and I think people should know about it. We were flying from India to Australia to visit my parents. It was a long trip, and I chose a morning flight since Vicky usually naps around that time. The airport was packed. It's the busiest I'd ever seen it. I was navigating the crowd with her stroller while holding on to our passports and flight passes, scanning the gate signals and hoping Vicky wouldn't have a meltdown. Fortunately, she was calm, holding her small plush rabbit and sucking on her dummy. I recall being relieved, until I became aware of something that disturbed me. A woman wearing what appeared to be high-end clothing was seated near one of the waiting places. She had the appearance of someone who had stepped out of a fashion magazine, complete with pearls, gold earrings, and large sunglasses. She was also looking at Vicky. It seemed as though she was trying to memorize her face. I dismissed it, thinking she found Vicky adorable. Her large eyes and wavy hair draw attention, so people stare a lot. However, I felt watched even after we moved to a different area. In any case, perhaps as a result of the heat and stress, I was beginning to feel a little ill. I made the hasty decision to use the restroom prior to boarding. I parked Vicky right outside the women's washroom, facing the wall, stroller locked, just for a minute. I told her,
"Mama will be back in a second."
She nodded, like always. The line inside was short. I was gone for approximately 90 seconds, but when I stepped out, the stroller was gone. For a second, I froze. You don't process something like that instantly. I looked left, right, and then ran out screaming.
My baby! Where is my baby?
That's when I saw her. It was the same woman I had seen earlier. She was walking fast toward another terminal, pushing my daughter's stroller. I ran after her and screamed.
Stop! That's my child! What are you doing?
She turned around, calm as anything, and said,
Excuse me? No, this is my daughter. You must be mistaken.
My blood ran cold. Vicky was crying, reaching out for me. I tried grabbing the stroller, but she held on tight and shouted,
"Don't touch my child!"
Security showed up in seconds. I thought they'd help me. I was frantic, pointing at Vicky, trying to explain.
"That's my daughter! She tried to steal her!"
But instead of grabbing her or checking IDs, they hesitated. One of the guards looked me up and down. I was wearing a loose t-shirt, joggers, and no makeup, sweaty from running around. The woman looked rich, clean, polished, and calm. She calmly said,
"This woman is unstable. She came running up to me, screaming, trying to take my daughter."
And just like that, the security guard started questioning me, asked me if I had any proof the child was mine. I pulled out my passport and Vicky's travel documents, but the guy was barely looking at them. The woman crossed her arms and said,
"Anyone could have faked that."
The crowd around us wasn't helping. I heard someone mutter, "Uh-oh, looks like a custody battle." And another say,
"The rich woman wouldn't lie. Look how calm she is."
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I couldn't believe it. It felt like some twisted nightmare. My daughter was crying for me, and yet I was the one being doubted. That's when I snapped. I shouted,
"She's not taking my baby! Call the police right now! Do a DNA test! Whatever you want! But call them now!"
The word police changed everything. The woman's expression shifted for a second, a flicker of panic. Then suddenly, without warning, she shoved the stroller hard toward me. It smashed into my foot. I screamed as I felt my toenail split, blood soaking through my sandal. She began to run. The guards chased her, but she was fast. She disappeared into the crowd within seconds. The police arrived a few minutes later. I showed them everything. My passport, Vicky's birth certificate, photos, and flight tickets. They believed me immediately. One of the officers took me to sit down while the other pulled up CCTV footage. They saw everything. The footage showed everything from the woman lurking near the restroom to her grabbing the stroller and walking away as if she owned it. Turns out she'd done this before. She had a record. She had been suspected of abducting children at least twice in the past, in different cities, but had successfully escaped both times. She knew how to blend in, how to act calm, and how to manipulate people's perceptions. She knew how to use class and appearance as weapons. The worst part? The cops scolded the security guard, who had doubted me and delayed action due to my appearance. Later, I heard he was fired. Apparently, this wasn't the first time he'd made assumptions based on someone's clothes or skin tone. We eventually boarded our flight. I held Vicky tight the whole way, whispering to her that everything was okay now. But the truth is, it almost wasn't. I keep thinking, what if I hadn't come out of the restroom in time? What if she'd walked fast enough to exit the terminal before anyone noticed? What if the crowd had sided with her completely and restrained me? It's terrifying how quick people judge. All it took was a fancy outfit and fake calmness for a stranger to nearly steal my daughter, and for others to let it happen. I'm sharing this because I want everyone to know kidnappers don't always look scary. They don't wear masks or carry weapons. Sometimes they wear perfume and pearls. And sometimes society helps them just because they look the part. They say be careful at night on lonely, deserted highways. But in reality, danger doesn't always lurk in shady places. Sometimes it takes place in areas where one feels safest. The incident that I'm going to share happened at an airport. It was early in the morning, after a red-eye flight got delayed. I had a long stop in the middle of it. It was very quiet in the airport. There were many people sleeping across rows of chairs or looking through their phones in silence with their headphones on. I chose to clean up in one of the bathrooms for women at the terminal's far end. The bathroom had several stalls for one person and was tucked between two closed gift shops. Only those in dire need or seeking solitude would choose this type of restroom. I sat in the second back stall and looked through my phone for a while, just trying to stay awake. I didn't hear anyone come in. There was no sound of the door opening. I heard not a single footstep. Nothing. However, as soon as I flushed and opened the stall door, I heard someone whisper my name. Hi, Claire. I froze. I knew that voice. My stomach dropped. He was standing by the sinks. Ryan, my ex. I hadn't seen him in over a year. I hadn't seen him since I left Texas and changed my phone number. The last time I saw him was when I lodged a police report following the threats. I relocated to a different state solely to escape his presence. He was wearing a tan coat, the same one he always wore when he wanted to look harmless. His eyes were sunken. In his left hand, he held a small bouquet of gas station roses. His right hand was shaking slightly. "You never gave me a chance to explain," he said in a calm, soft voice, like nothing ever happened. I didn't say a word. I just stepped toward the door. He moved faster than I expected. In seconds, he blocked the exit. "Don't make this harder than it has to be, Claire." His voice was still low, but the tone had changed. Sharper now, like a warning. I said, grinding my teeth,
"Get out of my way. Right now."
I tried to shove past him. He shoved me back, not hard, but hard enough. The flowers dropped to the floor. I yelled,
"Help! Someone help me!"
That's when everything spiraled. He panicked. He reached into his coat pocket and pulled out a box cutter. At that moment, my first thought was that he was going to kill me, but he didn't come toward me. Instead, he slashed his forearm. The blade sliced clean, and blood poured instantly. I stood there in shock, frozen. I couldn't believe how far he was going just to prove his point. He looked at me with wild, watery eyes and said, "You won't forget me now." Before I could do something, he stepped forward, grabbed my wrist, and smeared his blood all over my face. He even splattered the blood on my hands, screaming,
"Look what you made me do! This is all because of you!"
The sticky, warm feeling followed by a metallic smell made me nauseous. I tried to pull away, but he held on tight.
"You'll remember me,"
he kept repeating.
"You'll always remember me."
I fought like hell. I kicked him in the knee, shoved him hard, and ran back toward the stalls. He didn't chase me. He just stood there, laughing through tears, blood dripping from his arm and down his coat. I was screaming for help. The airport security burst in about 30 seconds later. I'd like to think someone had heard me scream. Or maybe one of the cameras outside picked up that something was wrong. Either way, I thank God they came when they did. Three of them tackled him to the floor. The box cutter skidded across the tiles. He didn't fight back, just kept repeating,
"She knows now. She knows now. She won't forget me."
They called the cops and the paramedics. He was cuffed and pulled out on a stretcher. He constantly smiled at me. I could hardly speak when the police came to interrogate me. They had to hold the paper still for me to sign because my hands were shaking so badly. I waited in the restroom for another hour, reluctant to leave until my next flight. They offered to move me to a safer spot, but I wasn't able to make sense of what they said. It was all too much for me to digest, the trauma of standing helplessly while my psycho ex continued doing horrible things became my forever nightmare. I scrubbed my face for 10 minutes and could still smell the blood. I couldn't get it out of my nose. I couldn't stop seeing his face. I couldn't forget his huge grin, his burning evil eyes, and the way he kept repeating that I would never forget him. He was right, though. I had spent a year rebuilding my life. I thought I was safe for a year. I moved, changed my number, and locked everything down on social media. But somehow, he still found me. Somehow he knew I'd be in that terminal, at that gate, at that bathroom. And that's what haunts me the most. How did he know? Police later said they found screen grabs of my online flight confirmation in his apartment. He had been following me online, even under my new usernames. This continued even after I blocked every account that I could think of. For months, he had been tracking me like a hound from hell. I don't feel safe now, even though he's in jail on charges of attack and stalking. I check behind every door whenever I enter a public bathroom. I no longer fly by myself. I always have pepper spray with me, even when I'm just going to my car.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluff Mobile. And the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to spinquest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
I don't know when I'll be free from this trauma. I don't know if I'll ever be comfortable spending alone time in public places.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.